Jerry Ligon was working as the onboard naturalist on the small Caribbean cruise ship when he first saw Bonaire.
And I saw how clear the water was. And I had been able to compare, during my stint on the cruise ship, other islands in the Caribbean, and I realized how special Bonaire was. So that was at the end of my contract, so I decided to stay here, and I've been here for 15 years.
It wasn't just the clarity of Bonaire's water that made Ligon stick around. It was the remarkably healthy coral reefs that lay beneath the waves.
I can even talk to divers who come to Bonaire, and they say, what fantastic diving. And they remembered, this is the way it was in Cayman Islands 25 years ago.
Ligon says the Cayman Islands might have had even more impressive reefs than Bonaire's back in the day, but coral throughout the U.S. and Caribbean has been in sharp decline for decades. So how do Bonaire's reefs remain intact? Ramon de Leon is the manager of the Bonaire National Marine Park. He says the island has an advantage in that it has no industries to pollute the water. The island is mostly undeveloped, which means relatively little farm and lawn fertilizer runoff that can create marine algae blooms. And cool upwellings in the region help balance the rising ocean temperatures. Warm oceans can cause coral bleaching, which often kills the coral animal. But De Leon says Bonaire really owes its healthy reefs to its history of conservation laws. They date back to an era when such policies were rare.
Bonaire started to protect sea turtles and turtle nests in 1961 when everybody was promoting sea turtle soups and alien shells in the world.
By the end of the 1970s, Bonaire had banned spearfishing and made it illegal to damage coral. For years, divers have been required to pay a sizable fee and take an orientation course before they're allowed to dive on the island. That helps them avoid touching the coral, which can kill it. De Leon says the island still allows too much fishing. So several years ago, he told the island's fishermen they needed to choose a no-take zone to let the reefs recover.
I refuse to decide myself. I give the fishermen some prerequisite that the area have to close, and they choose which area. It's not my number one option, but it's their number one option, so I have to respect that.
De Leon says because the fishermen chose the no-take zone, something important happened. Compliance is high. For all of Bonaire's success in coral conservation, there are still some problems. De Leon says its reefs suffer from leaky septic tanks and boat pollution. And there are a few of the large predator fish that used to maintain population balance on the reefs. But the island is a haven for researchers like Mark Patterson. He designs underwater robots at Virginia Institute of Marine Sciences. Last year, he led a NOAA expedition to use robots to map Bonaire's reefs. He says the island's reefs are valuable as a baseline by which other reefs can be judged.
If you are an up-and-coming marine scientist and you go to a lot of the coral reefs on the planet now, you might think that all coral reefs have always looked like this, and they haven't. So the fact that we've got some pristine reefs left is very important, and we've got to work hard to protect them because it shows us how the ecosystem should look and used to look around the planet before things started to go downhill.
For the Environment Report, I'm Ann Dornfeld.